Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. It's Joyce Keller, and I'm here for you for the next 30 minutes. It's my great honor and privilege to be with you on Blog Talk Radio. And if you miss the show now as it's live, you can absolutely listen to it, I guess, for another few weeks before it's taken down. So it'll be on Blog Talk Radio, Time for Joy. And yes, I am Joy. Those who know me well call me Joy. Okay, a lot going on. Let's see. Today the moon is shifting into the sign of Sagittarius later today, so opportunities will be increasing for you. Okay, let's just see what's happening. Okay, a lot of emails coming in. Good. I'll give you my email address because I'll be able to see it while we're live. I'll give you the date first. Today is July 26th, 2023. And what's going on? Okay, let's start. We'll start by taking your emails. First of all, I wanted to say a quick tribute to the loss of someone who was in my life for a long time. One of my best friends is Flo, and Flo and Tina were married and together for many, many years, and Tina passed away, unfortunately, this last week. So our prayers are especially with the two of them and to my dear friend Flo, especially. She was such a great, great mate and took such very good care of Tina as long as it was possible. And I also wanted to say about the loss of a great singer, Sinead O'Connor. You might say, well, I haven't heard from her for a while. Right, that's true. But remember, she had that great hit, Nothing Compares to You. Please don't make me sing. All right, I will. Nothing Compares to You. That was three times. She said that three times. That was a great song. Okay, a lot of emails coming in. My email address is joycekellertvradio@gmail.com. If you email me now, I'll probably be able to see it. Let's see where the emails come in. Oh, here they are. Okay, good for you. You guys are right on top of it. Again, it's joycekellertvradio@gmail.com. My web address with all the info in there is Joyce Keller. Just my name, joycekeller.com. Okay, wanted to freeze-dried kale. Absolutely. You should be stocking up on food. It's so interesting. Kale is one of the most nutritious. Oh, you may not like it. I don't know. I happen to like it. Freeze-dried kale is going to be frozen and put in cans. I've been saying all along, stock up on food, because there's a big push to stop our food supply. I hate to say it. Wait, I have to have a little drink of water. I got myself so upset talking about freeze-dried kale. Okay, stock up on food one way or another, and most of all, water. No, our water supply is going crazy. We're going to talk about what's happening around the world with water supplies, about how it's being siphoned off to go to areas where it's not needed, where it is needed. Oh, please, a lot of crazy stuff going on. Alligator attacks are on the increase. Why? Okay, I did a little bit of digging into this. I asked my guides about why so many people are being attacked by alligators and why they're behaving as so many other sea creatures are behaving erratically. What's really going on? Well, the first answer that came up was there's a huge amount of dumping of drugs. Cocaine, heroin, you know, it's like they are being transported, and if there's a feeling that they might be confiscated or arrested, the drugs are dumped, and they continue on their merry way. Okay, we talked about The Sound of Freedom. You must see this movie. It will change your life. And, oh, you probably come out of the theater crying, but it's something that needs to be exposed about, something we've been talking about for a long time, trafficking. they're not even scratching the surface. There are so many miles underground, especially in the Antarctica, and areas that you would not suspect of entryways. And these are not conspiracy theories, because I don't really like conspiracy theories, but a lot of things that were conspiracy theories a few years ago are now truth. So, you know, do your own research, do your own digging. Okay, let's see. Oh, airlines. Oh, yeah, airlines. Okay. Remember during COVID, all the pilots and stewardesses and hosts, airline people were, I think they're called airline attendants, whatever they're called now. They were quitting, being fired. They wouldn't be vaccinated, so they were losing their jobs. So a few years have passed now, and a lot of them are being called back into service. And some of them are 60, 70, 80 years old. They called back one 80-year-old pilot. They said, you have to come back. United Airlines is in trouble. My brother works for United Airlines and Braniff and a lot of airlines. So I had a lot of inside information about airlines. And what's going on is crazy. So they're bringing back. They're begging stewards. No, wait, they're not called stewardesses anymore. They're called airline attendants, I think. They're being called back into service. Now, I remember the days, oh, I'm giving away my age, where stewardesses had white gloves and little high heels that could only be 2.5 inches high and scarves and, you know, the whole thing. It was all very controlled. And they were approximately 24 years old, and they were hot. So now they have airline attendants or stewards or whatever you want to call them who are 60, 70, 80 years old. Oh, my God, it's a crazy planet. They're being called back into service. They said, look, you had a couple of years off. That's enough. You have to come back now and start serving. Look, you don't even have to wear the scarf around your neck. Just come back and put up with a lot of the crazy stuff going on airlines. You know, they shrunk the seats down so much that if you have a fat rear, I don't say fat rear, right? If you are somewhat oversized, you're going to be in trouble and not comfortable on your flight. So before you have to fly anywhere, lose weight, because the seats have shrunken down and they're straight up, but they're very uncomfortable. The days of luxurious flights. I can remember I took a flight once in California from Las Vegas, and it was so luxurious and so nice, and it was a champagne flight. So they brought me champagne, which, of course, made the flight so much better, and they had little snacks. They said, would you like an hors d'oeuvre? I said, yes, don't mind if I do. Now, if you just get on and you're not arrested, it's a big deal. So you get to where you're going. Thank you, God. Okay. All right, let's see. Barbie. Now, there's a movie. You want to talk about conspiracies? That's a crazy movie. I didn't see it, but I have reviews. And it's not at all for children. I'll just say that. I don't want to waste time. I only have 28 minutes to go. So, let's see. I'm answering the emails as they come in. If you'd like a reading, you can contact me also while we're on the air. I'm happy to do it. I have an email from John, who's born May 12th, 1988. He wants to know if he's ever going to start working again. He was laid off during COVID, and apparently he was not vaccinated, so they dumped him. And they now want him to come back, and he doesn't want the job. So he wants to know if he should go back to a job that he really never liked and they fired him, or if he should start a new job. John, at the end of August, approximately August 28th, I'm going to say, approximately a month from now, you're going to get a very good job. You're going to have a nice offer coming your way. So that's going to be very good news for you. Okay, going into the clear light. Okay, yes, after we pass away, we go into what's known as the clear light. That's part of the Bardot. I know, Richard Bardot. it's like part of the death process. You go through the tunnel, and those of you who have a near-death experiences, and many of us have, know that if you go through the after-death tunnel, you probably don't come back. But if you can be returned before that point, you're home free. You come back to the earth for a while. And then you say, oh, no, I don't want to be here. Well, if I have to be here, you have to be here. Okay. A lot of personal calls and emails coming in. Gold and silver. Oh, you think it's high now? It's probably going to double. But you know what? What do you do with gold and silver? They're probably going to come out with gold coins. And to that, I say, thank you. That's a great idea. What do you do with the gold that you have? You should have it. Maybe bury it in your yard. You know, when we lived on Long Island, my husband and I buried money. I don't know what he buried in the yard. I have no idea. And then we forgot about it. I think he buried some gold. I have no idea. A couple of dead dogs. I really don't know what he buried out there. But when we were getting ready to move, I said, Jack, shouldn't we take the gold and silver with us? So he dug up the entire yard, and he could not find it. So it's somewhere on Long Island. Gold, silver, coins, who knows? Okay, we have a lot of stuff going on. Let's see what else is happening. Reading your emails as they come in. Greetings to our new listeners, old standby listeners. The Monad. Yeah. The Monad is the energy that basically covers the earth. And it's accessible to everyone. I don't want to get into the Monad now because that's another whole show in itself. But let's talk about what's going on with the weather. We have a whole debate going on about whether global warming is really true. Before my husband passed away, he said, let me evaluate this. So in his own engineering, logical, left brain kind of way, he said, I'm not sure. And then he died. So I've been researching it since then and before then, and I'd have to say there is a type of global warming going on. And some of it is man-made. Some of it is a natural part of our existence. All right, we haven't had this kind of weather for over 100 years. The earth is definitely wobbling a bit, but it always did. And there's no reason to be worried. I always say, don't be worried, but be prepared. And by that, I mean stock up on, hopefully not kale, but whatever you like. I opened a can the other day of some soup that I said, this is, you know, someday I may want this someday. So it was some kind of Campbell soup, I think, of steak and vegetables. That thing was awful. It's so high in sodium, so low on vegetables and meat. It was like, I don't even know what that was. I said, even if I'm starving, I'm not going to like this. Okay, we have good news. We have a little competition coming for Disneyland and Disney World. Both of those conglomerates are going to be changing, cleaning up their acts and changing their name so that it's acceptable to those of us who know that there's kind of a dark side and kind of a lot of crazy stuff and prices through the roof, and it's very, very expensive and not what it should be. It should be a place of amusement. So, in Oklahoma, who would ever think of Northeast Oklahoma? Who wants to even go there? I mean, gosh, I think of dust balls, and I think of Oz, the Wizard of Oz in Oklahoma, and you know, all this. It has kind of a bad rap, and it's not fair because it's a great state. And the movie Oklahoma and the show Oklahoma was fabulous. If you saw it on Broadway, I was actually privileged enough to have seen Oklahoma on Broadway. And let me tell you, that was when shows were great on Broadway. Now I don't even know what they have or if they're even open or anything. I'm in Florida, so I wouldn't know anyway. But I suspect nothing much is going on Broadway. So in America's heartland, which is Oklahoma, Northeast Oklahoma, they're coming up with I don't know what this is called. I guess it's a recreational park. It's a theme park that's going to rival to the nth degree all things Disney. And it's going to be called America's Heartland Theme Park. And that's going to be coming within the next year or so. So that's going to be very exciting. It's going to have water parks. It's going to have everything. Who would ever think that Northeast Oklahoma would have that? But they will. And it's well underway. And that's going to be on Route 66. Like, I actually would know what that is. I don't. Okay, stock up. Yes, stock up. Absolutely. Threads. Avoid Threads app. Yes, avoid that. That's not in your best interest. So let's see what else is happening. Okay, trying to get... I know it seems like I'm a little slow today, but I'm trying to catch up with what's going on here. Beavers. Yes, I wanted to speak with you about beavers. Now, beavers, B-E-A-V-E-R-S, have been much aligned because people say, well, beavers are kind of a problem because they eat through everything. And they're constantly chewing and eating and washing and chewing and eating. You know, it's like, all right. So they, for a long time, beavers were kind of targeted in California, and people were killing them and trying to get rid of them because they were annoying. So now, because so much of California is in trouble and drying out, and they need water in not only in California, but in Las Vegas and that whole area, it's all desert area. A lot of it is desert area. And so they said, I think it's time to call in the beavers. So the beavers said, what? You want us? First you were killing us, now you want us? I can't believe this. Okay, so for over a long, long time, the killing has been going on, and now it's stopped completely because they said, what we're going to do is take the beavers. We're going to find all the beavers we can find. And not only are we going to stop killing them, but they're our new heroes. Because they are going to be relocated into an area in California that will create new waterways. It's called the Beaver Restoration Program. I'm not kidding about this. For those of you who are out there laughing, this is really true. And the people in California know this. Those of us on the East Coast are just catching up with the Beaver Program. But yes, you heard it here. It's the Beaver Restoration Program. I love beavers. They're so cute. All right, they're a little dangerous, a little scary, but now there are new heroes. Okay, trapped greenhouse gases. Yeah, that really is the problem. It's not the end of the earth, no. And they do have to, scientists do have to figure out a way how to release the earth gases that are trapped. Now, you may say, are you contributing to that? I would hope not. But they're saying, well, are cows the problem? No. It's mostly a natural phenomenon, but it's also because of all the emissions that are emitted on the planet. And they say, you know, there's a whole thing about the Greenland and Antarctica sheets melting rapidly. There are a lot of weather changes. These are natural earth phenomena. What I would say is you have to ask yourself, do things like microwaves and 5G towers add to the mess on the earth? I looked outside, and it's normally very sunny and very bright and very beautiful and clear, and it's not. It's very overcast. Like, you could actually see the sun being blocked. And then you have Bill Gates and people like that coming along saying, well, I think blocking the sun is a great idea. Well, it's not, because solar energy is life force. So he has to go back to the third grade, I think. I don't know what's wrong with him. Anybody who says block the sun is not taking their brain food. Speaking of that, are you drinking mushroom coffee? I don't know. I tried it. I'm not thrilled. And by the way, the show has no sponsors. I've been on the air for a good 20 years. I've never had a sponsor. I also never give out anyone's phone number. Recently, I had a woman contact me, who was a great friend of mine, by the way, and she said, I can't believe you gave my phone number out on the air. First of all, I did not do that. Second of all, I would not ever do that. And third of all, I didn't do it. So I said, this is a scam. Please follow up on it and change your phone number. I don't even think I give my phone number out, even though it's on my website, joycekeller.com. You can call me. I prefer if you don't call me because I don't really answer my phone. I don't really have time. So if you email me, that's the best way. It's Joyce Keller, JoyceKeller, tvradio@gmail.com. You can text me if you like. You know, that'll come up as well. So let's see. Burning of fossil fuels, chopping down of trees. Of course, what could be worse than chopping down trees? Oh, I saw something where they said, listen to your plants and they will speak to you and trees will speak to you, which is why you should go out there and hug you. Be nice to your trees. Hug and kiss them. Be nice to your trees. Okay. Because they will speak to you. So I put my head next to my money plant. Yes, I have a money plant. Does it work? Sometimes. You really need to have a money plant. And he's coming in. Hold on a second. Let's see. Yeah. Yeah, you're assisting sight. Okay. All right. We'll answer that later. Okay. Timmy wants to know if he should get married. Who am I, Cupid? I'm only a psychic medium. What you guys are telling me is that this is a ridiculous question. There are no ridiculous questions. I take that back. All questions are fair. But you know that you're in love. If you're in love and you're happy and she's happy and there are no problems, go for it. Be happy. Be happy. Be well. Enjoy. Travel. The earth is a fabulous place. Being on the earth and having a physical body is wonderful. Or people who have near-death experiences don't always agree with that. They may feel that when they were in the great beyond, it was much better than coming back. They don't want to come back to their earthly body experience. But you know what? Having a physical body has many advantages and many pleasures. And I don't want to get into what those pleasures are. You figure that out for yourself. But when you cross over, you don't have those same pleasures. Okay. Burning of fossil fuels again. Okay. Electric cars. Apparently, California has gone totally electric car. And I would think a hybrid would be better because after, 5 or 6 years, the battery is not going to be able to be recharged, as I understand it. They haven't figured out how to recharge the batteries for cars. So there are going to be many discarded batteries, which to me sounds like a big, big problem. What do they do with the batteries? I would say figure out how to recharge them or how to integrate them with regular good old gas-powered cars. But Biden is trying to get rid of gas-powered cars. All right, let's see. Speaking of Biden, God bless him. He and his son should live and be well. Is he going to be president again? You tell me. I think that if he makes it, it'll be a miracle. But, you know, I also think there are, like, copies of him, more like clones or something like that. And one of his copies may actually run. I really don't know. The whole thing is a mess. It's too soon to talk about it. I also think that Trump is going to try to run again. They're going to try to arrest him, throw him in jail. The whole thing is a mess. So I try not to go there. I try not to be involved with I have no political affiliation, let's put it that way. I'm just tuning into my guides and transmitting to you as well as I can what they're telling me telepathically. If you want to increase your own telepathic abilities, I would say there's nothing more important than being outside, putting your feet in grass, water, hoping that something doesn't come along and bite you. Trying to be in nature and meditating and just sitting quietly. What is meditation? You're simply sitting quietly. You're listening. What is the universe telling you? What are you hearing from your higher consciousness? Just listen. Just be quiet and listen. Write down your dreams. A lot of information is coming to our consciousness through dreams because, and by that, I know that there's the matrix that's covering the whole thing, but still the ethers are thinning, and especially when you go to sleep and you're out of body, you don't just sleep. You go to various places. I know I recently went to North Korea out of body, and believe me, it was not pleasant. I feel very sorry for those people. I have to pray harder for the people who are in trouble. A lot of being forced. There's a lot going on the earth that should not be happening. But, you know, there's always the blasting of light against dark, dark against light. You know, you have day, you have night. You always have the constant connection of day and night and the polarity of negative and positive. Greenland and Antarctica coming up again. The ice caps are melting, yes, absolutely. The weather-related problems have increased over the last 50 years, absolutely. But that's part of the Earth's evolution. You know what? We're trying. I say we. I have nothing to do with it, trust me. But scientists are trying, along with our space teachers, to try to keep the Earth from going the way that Atlantis and Lemuria went. Lemuria was first, and then came Atlantis. The complete destruction. So we don't want that to happen. Well, let's see. More coming in. Let's see what's happening. I'm trying to answer as much as I can. Okay. How to contact me. If you'd like a reading or I can be of service to you in any way, contact me. You can go to my website, joycekeller.com. You can email me, joycekellertvradio@gmail.com. Okay, let's see what else. Canadian fires. Yeah, that's, you know, I really believe they were man-made, out of control, still burning. They're going to be burning for quite a while. Tell me if that's not affecting global, I hate to say global warming, but it's probably contributing. And more fires have started in other parts of the world as well. All right, so we have to figure out how to stop fires, how to get control. That would be, rather than getting rid of cars, making us use our bikes, which we really should use, by the way. I don't even know where my bike is. I know it's around someplace. But if we should come to that, we really need to walk more, keep walking. Farmland. Oh, absolutely. Okay. The farmers are being paid not to grow vegetables. That's terrible, right? Okay. UFOs are no longer called UFOs. And supposedly the government has some in control and they have them in refrigerators. I don't even believe it. The space teachers can manifest whenever they wish. Take you out of body, do whatever they want, because they're more evolved than most of us. UFOs are no longer called UFOs. They're called unexplained aerial phenomena, UAPs. Please, get with it. We cannot call them UFOs. We have to call them UPAs, unexplained aerial phenomena, okay? The age of the Earth, that's a good question. And yes, okay, we're going to forget that. It's determined by tree rings, the rings on a tree, okay? Oh my goodness, we're out of time, and I wanted to talk about ice and the polar caps and how to determine the age of the Earth. Tree rings, that's the answer. I'm Joyce Keller. I love you all so very, very much. Thank you for being with me. Go to my website, joycekeller.com. Don't drive faster than your angels can fly. Thank you for being with me. I love you. Bye.